everyone.
Combating childhood obesity is becoming a hot topic in the United States.
Experts recommend that children get 60 minutes of active play every single day. So let's move. And I mean literally, let's move.
The First Lady, Michelle Obama, recently launched her anti-obesity Let's Move initiative, aimed at promoting healthy eating at schools and increasing physical education. In South Central Los Angeles, the levels of childhood obesity are some of the highest in the country. Driving down Figueroa, far from the glamour of Hollywood, it is not hard to see why this is the case. The streets are filled with McDonald's, Taco Bells, and other similar places. Astonishingly, on one block alone, there are over 20 fast food restaurants and stands, with no fresh food grocery stores, parks, or recreation facilities in sight. Outside McDonald's, Catherine sat eating her Big Mac. Hispanic in origin, she spoke little English, but could identify her favorite restaurants.
I like Del Taco, McDonald's, and Chinese food.
Inside, families fill the restaurant, with kids eagerly playing on the slides and apparatus in the playhouse, while being fed calorie-rich and salty Happy Meals. McDonald's sure seemed to have found a profitable way to fill the shortage in community recreation areas. Michelle, a mother of three, sat patiently waiting for her kids. She says why she eats here.
Stop the children play. And then I'll
eat. She added,
I'm gonna get lazy. I'm gonna just go here.
When asked about the lack of fresh food grocery stores, she says prices are high, as there
no competition.
Jan Perry, the local councilwoman, has campaigned hard to increase the health of the area, banning the opening of new fast food restaurants in 2007. She says what she has done for the local area.
Put in over $50 million worth of improvements in the parks just in my council district alone. I've created some market initiatives to bring more market supermarkets into the area.
That the demand for playhouses is high.
Say that every time we complete a park improvement or open up a new park facility, they are always overutilized and have waiting lists. And it indicates to me that the need is still extremely great.
She didn't want to ban fast food playhouses, but educate parents.
I think what's important is that parents, families, and even the kids get educated and they can make more wise, more well-informed choices about what they put in their body.
A culture of fast food is woven into the fabric of this society. Michelle Obama wants to increase physical activity. However, at places such as the McDonald's Playhouse, physical activity comes with an order of French fries, a burger, and a soda. Ken Vandermeeren, Annenberg Radio News.